calling customer support. My name is Brittany. How may I help you?
Yes. My name is Eleanor Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a charge on my bank account from you, and I don't really know who you are. I don't remember ordering anything.
Okay. And can I have your zip code so I can pull up your account?
89701.
And your first and last name?
Eleanor Campbell.
And can you verify your address for security purposes?
3127 Heaton Way, Carson City, Nevada, 89701.
Okay. Thank you for that information. And I do see on here where you were charged. That was for the Amore cream, the skincare cream and the eye serum.
Okay, that was $6.95.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I have a charge that I did not make on 4-1, which is looks like the same. It's $119.85. I didn't order anything.
Okay. So you don't remember placing your order for skincare cream?
No, just for the sample that I already received and was charged for. But I did not place an order for $119.85.
Okay, well, I can go ahead and cancel you for this, and you won't be charged any further for this.
Okay, you can take that off. I'm sorry,
no,
go ahead.
No, ma'am. Only thing I can do is do a 35% discount on future orders, but I can't refund because these charges are valid.
You can't refund my $119?
No, ma'am, because that charge is valid.
No, it's not. I did not order it.
So you don't remember placing this order on...
It's not that I don't remember. I did not do it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So what I can do, I can go ahead and transfer you over to my fraud department, and then I have
okay.
to investigate to see who placed this order online.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, hold on just a second. I had to load in the account. Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over to my fraud department. You have a wonderful night, ma'am.
Thank you.